Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod and Rick Maxa. Michael Folks from Inside Sport Fishing and the history of sport fishing, I should say. Are you still using the name Inside Sport Fishing, Michael?
Not really, Pete. We've just pretty much, everything's become the history of sport fishing, including, like, you were talking to Kim while we were on the yeah, off the radio there, that she hadn't seen me in 3 years.
Yeah. You know? It's all about the history of sport fishing.
Let me apologize in advance, because you're always going to be inside sport fishing to me, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. No problem. Yeah. No problem. It's a blend of the two, to be honest
right,
with you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, for sure, yeah. Well, great show with Michael, and we're giving away a phenomenal prize.
And you're not kidding. If you didn't get the beginning of the show, how cool is this? One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show going to win a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. We mentioned it before. Basically, you're going to get a certificate for $300. You can pick out any pair of glasses you want on the Costa website. If you got money left over, you can spend it on Costa accessories, their Nike Performance sun shirts, their bags, backpacks, whatever you want. $300 in Costa coming to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. Again, if you want to get through, claim that awesome prize, or better yet, just your chance to talk to Michael, give us a phone call, 213-432-1090. Or, again, send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And as promised, it is time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. And today, that fishdope.com report, sponsored by our great friend, man, you know that gas prices are going up and up. And with summer almost here, or summer here now, you need the lowest gas prices available. That's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, your truck, or your boat. Summit has a huge area, plenty of pull-through for your boat and trailer, and tons of pumps, so there is no waiting. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a great day on the water, like fresh breakfast burritos, sandwiches, beer, soda, and ice. And don't forget, 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Go say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. Now, we're going to start off our fishdope.com report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Quist of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Pete and Michael. And Michael, I got to tell you, this congratulations on this project. I can't wait to see it. And now I got to mirror the accolades from the guys a few minutes ago talking about Tribute of Tuna. That's got to be some of the best movie about fishing stuff of all time ever. I love it.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool preserving this stuff.
I can't wait to see it. You know, there's so much of that, you know, Southern California history I was fortunate to be a part of, and we're looking forward to see it, the whole thing. But anyway, guys, been a very interesting week. Big changes coming, for sure. The first hints we saw last week, but even more this week with the water warming up and cleaning up and more exotics are trickling in. So before I get to that, let's touch on some local stuff. Now, I haven't mentioned Santa Monica Bay much at all this year. There's just not been much to talk about. That's just kind of twilight zone up there. But it looks like it might be changing. So we'll see what happens. But there's been some squid showing up around the tanker buoys. And then some of the bass guys fishing around the structure spots up there, fishing plastics and this and that, are just picking a few sea bass here and there, but man, they're big ones. They're really big ones. So when you mix those giant sea bass and local squid, it just might get interesting. That area right where they're fishing, right where that squid is, in years past, we've seen some epic bites on sea bass. So we'll have to see. You know, maybe something, maybe nothing. We'll be watching, though. In other local news there, that warmer, cleaner water is having a big impact on the local sand and talco bass fishing. They're biting, and that's really great news for the small boat guys. You know, not everybody can get way offshore to take advantage of what's happening out there. So it's nice that bass is getting going, and there's been some barracuda with it. So hopefully that continues. Over at Catalina, the crowds from last weekend were spectacular. Really a been packed as a fishing last weekend, but with the holiday over, that's thinning out, and it's just good summertime fishing over there. The water's warm, and quite a lot of yellows are swimming around. Almost the whole island's got some yellowtail, and the better sea bass fishing is on the squid on the backside middle sector, backside west. The west is the best there, but there's been some decent sea bass fishing back there still going on over at Clemente. Looking good, changing a little bit, lots of yellow scattered around the whole island, but it looks like it's shifting up to the west. The dunes has got some squid on it, and yellows and sea bass are living there, some really big ones too. So Clemente's been a really good choice. And offshore, it just wow is the word. The big fish zone way out west, they drew a line from the west end of Clemente towards Nick, straight towards Nick, and you went a little less than halfway, you'd be right in the middle of where a lot of that big fish is right now, and there's no shortage of it. And it's a big area. It stretches way up above to outside the Osborne there, and there's just a ton of that big stuff out there. And there's a whole lot to talk about also in terms of other offshore fishing, but the most interesting thing happening here this week is we're starting to see a little influx of yellowfin up here in the South Orange County sector. You know, if you kind of looked around off the east end of Catalina over across toward the 14 and then, you know, fairly close to the beach there, 3, 4, 5 miles off the beach and then down toward the domes outside San Onofre there, there's been a smattering of yellowfin that showed up the past few days. And there's some nicer ones and, you know, some standard 25-pounders, but the dolphins have been holding some fish. Some guys have caught some off the dolphins and a little bit of popper fish, I was told. And it's really looking good for this time of year, so it's nice that that's trickling into the area. And along with that, of course, I got to mention it's near and dear to my heart. In that same sector, there's been a few marlin seen, bite or two here and there. The first marlin of the season was actually caught like 2 weeks ago down outside the Coronados, but we're waiting for the bite to start up here. It's just about the time of year we're going to see it. It sure seems like conditions are good enough to see it for this mid-July area. A lot of the first fish flags for the clubs get caught right around now. So overall, guys, we got so much going
on.
Yeah,
lots. Marlin,
and
tuna.
Good weather.
Great weather. Knock on wood. Don't say that too fast, right?
And of course, be quiet when you say that, Mark.
Yeah, of course, fishdope.com has all the information for you. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code for a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of both of Chica and Edinger. Phone number at store 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's definitely time to go fishing, guys. There's just so much going on. And for the moment, it's nice weather. So get out there and catch something. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thanks Mark.
Great job.
Yeah,
thanks.
Absolutely. Let's head down to south, down to Cedro Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Rosie. What's up, Rosie?
Hey, Rosie.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show this morning. Just fabulous. You know, Cedros is Cedros. We got a few things going on today, though. Well, first of all, the calico bass are doing what they've been doing for the last few weeks. Just like with Tommy P, you know, it's unbelievable the amount of calicos that they caught. But once again, we've had two guys on the boat catch over 300 calico bass in just 2 days. And then their last day, they put on another 150. So 450 calico bass in 3 days.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So, and I just love these guys that go down like Tommy and some of the other groups where I love the catch and release. I mean, they literally come home with no fish, releasing all of their calico bass. I shouldn't say no fish. They might keep a yellowtail or two. But it just makes the fishery down there so sustainable, and we just really appreciate and like that. We had a couple notables this week. The yellowtail, you know, everyone, I love going surface iron fishing for yellowtail. But we've had a few guys this last week that have been yo-yo fishing, and mint was the color. Mint and white was the color on the yo-yos, and these guys are bringing up 40-plus pound yellowtails on the mint and white yo-yo. So we had two guys yesterday that I have known for 20-plus years, used to process their fish, and they go down with us three times a year. gentlemen are both in their 70s, and they each caught yellowtail over 40, a 47-pounder and a 49-pounder on the same day. And these guys have been fishing together forever. So to both get their personal bests on the same day, it was, for me, it was just, I was so thrilled with that. Halibut are doing well on the, isn't it? I mean, and you know what? These guys will walk into your shop and you will know who they are, Ricky. You'll look at them and go, I know these guys. So Ed and Ted, great characters.
Those are unbelievable trophies.
Yeah. And are there any spots left at Cedros?
You know, you guys, we just had four spots open up on a really great September trip, right around the Labor Day. Yeah, right around Labor Day. So, yeah, so, you know, if you're interested in heading on down, if you got a good group together, three or four people, give me a call. Phone number for us is 619-772-7570. We always appreciate it, though, if you look at the website first, because there are a couple spots open on other trips, and see what one works best for you, and then give me a buzz.
Sounds great, Rosie. Appreciate the report from Cedros Sport Fishing, the place to go at Cedros. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great day.
See you, Rosie.
Right.
Hey, we got a bonus to our catch report. We got Captain Benny Florentino on the line. What's up, Benny?
Hey, good morning, boys. I just wanted to call and listen to Michael on the radio, but I just want to call and congratulate him on a labor of love and a project that I know that's near and dear to his heart and to all of our hearts is all his work he's done over the years of sport fishing and capturing the essence. I was fortunate enough to work on a few projects for him, and I can't thank him enough, but congratulations. And a quick report. The bass are biting local. I was at San Clemente yesterday, over 80 bass. A couple days before that, a 30-pound sea bass and 70 bass. Bass fishing's really good. The weather's phenomenal. But, hey, I just wanted to call really quick because I want Michael to keep talking about his project. But thanks, guys.
Thanks, Benny. It's great to hear from you. And great that they're biting.
Hey, Benny, thank you so much. Some of my best days on the water was fishing with you.
Yeah, that's for sure. Benny Florentino. Hey, Benny, appreciate that very much. That's we'll talk to you soon.
All right, now let's finish up our catch report down in San Diego. Over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to Marcos. Marcos, how's things going at C4?
Still actually pretty solid here. And I'm going to, again, as like we had last 2 weeks here, start off with that twilight trip because this is probably the best twilight fishing we've had in a long time. I mean, I know it's the best twilight fishing we've had in a long time. But last night in New Seaforth, 50 anglers, 63 calico bass caught, released 150. They caught 5 yellowtail to go along with that in that 22 to 28 pound range. And again, that's such a fun twilight trip too. Going, you know, cruise down after work, hop on the boat, have a hamburger, have a drink, and catch some fish. Night before that, 36 calico bass, 3 sand bass, 5 rockfish. Night before that, I think they had, again, 35 calico bass, a couple sand bass. They actually had a white sea bass. So it's been really good fishing on there. Had some barracuda earlier in the week. They're catching all those, you know, classic half-day, seeing the barracuda bass, yellowtail, white sea bass, some halibut earlier in the season here. Not all at once, but it's been really good fishing on there. And not to say the half-day trip also itself is doing great. I mean, yesterday, 1 yellowtail in the morning, 71 calico bass, sand bass, rockfish works, 4 yellowtail in the afternoon, and then again that twilight. So overall, great fishing. And definitely check that out. It's summertime. You know, I know at this point it's been kind of from last second reservations. It's getting to that point where you need to definitely make reservations for all those trips. Full day, a little tougher. Not seeing quite the bluefin that we had last few seasons. They're just not operating in that full day range. But yesterday the San Diego had 27 yellowtail for the 15 guys on the charter. Seawatch had a couple yellowtail. So still picking away at the fish there. And we've talked about this before. 27 yellowtail on a full day trip, you know, 15 years ago would have been a banner day. And this time it's kind of, you know, it's not the greatest fishing, but it's pretty good, you know. Day before that on Thursday, they did have a bluefin and a few yellowtail. So they are there. They're just not cooperating like they have in the last few seasons, but I'm guessing that will change at some point here. I mean, earlier in the week, 17 on Wednesday. So they're there. And again, San Diego filling up really quickly, but we are putting the Seawatch online when those trips fill up there. So definitely keep an eye out for that. And Seawatch is doing great also. You know, I know a lot of people, now let's be honest here, San Diego has been a top-of-the-line full-day boat for quite a while here. Booger's done such a great job. But sea watches out that are also catching fish, so don't pass them up there. Definitely check that out. The overnights, 1 day, 2 days, day and a half, 3 days, all mixing. They're very good fishing around there, so catching those bluefin. Yesterday, the Highlander came back with 24. Tribute had a couple Dorado and 70 yellowtail, kind of fish different areas there. Polaris Supreme got back this morning. We talked about this last week. 120 bluefin on that trip, 3 day trip. 80 of them were 100 to 260 pounds.
Yeah.
So
come on,
the big fish
really?
Definitely are there, right? 80 of them over 100 pounds.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So
unbelievable on a 3 day.
Yeah, on a 3 day.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, talk about that for the quickest second, Michael. You have filmed countless 16 day trips in your career. And, like, I mean, that is a score better than, you know, half of the long range trips a guy could go on in his lifetime. And it was done on a 3 day.
I know. And it's right here in our backyard.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Talk about a tuna.
Yeah, pretty awesome, Marcos.
Right. And let's not count out some of the other boats. I mean, there's lots of 40, 50, and you know, a handful of 100 pounds on those one-day trips, too. I mean, the Highliner got back yesterday on a one-day. They had 24 bluefin with 17 of them over 100 on a one-day trip. So it's not just the Polaris Supreme on the 3 days. Those one-day, day and a half, 2 days, are also seeing some of those nicer fish in there. And I say it's kind of funny because we've gotten so used to seeing, you know, 200, close to 300-pounders on, you know, those local trips, so 1 to 3 day trips that you see. Oh, yeah, we caught some 100-pound fish. That's not that big a deal, but yeah. 80 of them on a 3 day trip is pretty solid fishing there, so yeah, definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for those half day trips, and including the twilight there, and great fishing on all of those. If you got a little bit more time, those full day trips, 1 day, day and a half, 2 days, they're all up there. You can make reservations directly on the website. Give us a call at the office. 619-224-3383. Come down and visit in person. Dustin over in the tackle shop wanted me to tell you that they have some of those tungsten jigs over there, so definitely check that out. I know right now those are tough to get, but he said he got some in.
That's a great score.
So, yeah, right? So definitely come down, check it out, grab a burger or a burrito next door, get all your gear in the tackle shop, and get out there on the boat because there's lots of good fishing right now, guys.
That's awesome. Well, Marco's a fantastic report. I mean, from the shortest trips to the longest, everything's firing at Seaforth. Appreciate it. Great job. So complete, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with the addition of new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservation today. Phones are packed up, Pete. Let's jump back into him and talk to Ralph, who's calling us from Menifee this morning. Hi, Ralph. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, boys. Good morning, boys. What a great show. I got a comment and a question for Mr. Folks, and then a gear question for you, Ricky. Inside sport fishing was just amazing. It was literally a point in viewing for my dad, my little brother, and I. Have you thought about doing like a watch party for the new show, maybe in conjunction with CCA or something like that? I'd be all in for that. And then, Ricky, I'm now addicted to Trinidad. Thank you very much. And
yep,
I just picked up a 14. What rod and line capacity should I go with on that sucker?
Well, I'll just get the gear one knocked out. A Trinidad 14, awesome reel. I would probably fill it full of like 40 or 50 pound Power Pro, which then gives you the options of kind of whatever size top shot would be appropriate. Anywhere from, you know, say as light as 15 pound all the way up to maybe 30 pound. With for me, Trinidad 14 is my 20 to 25 pound reel, and I love a CalStar 278 foot heavy or like an 800 ML or an 800L. Those would be my two favorites. If I was looking for a rod. Also, that Terramar, if you're looking for something, you know, a great rod that's a little bit easier on the pocketbook, like an 80MH or an, even an 80H would be a good call, too.
That's cool. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Glad. Can't wait for the history of sport fishing. I'm sure that. I have a great text here from John in Huntington Beach. He says, I'm reading about your project online, thehistoryofsportfishing.com. There's some really great photos about it. Do you still need financial sponsors?
We're at the finish line right now, but you know, like I said earlier in the show, it's been four of the toughest years of my life. There's been nights and days when I couldn't sleep because I didn't know how I was going to turn the electricity back on.
Wow.
And then there's been other days when some of, you know, this has been produced by family and friends, you know,
man,
honestly.
Cool.
it's guys like you and that really, you know, guys contributed early on to the idea. You know, way back when Donna down there at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing suggested we do a GoFundMe or something. I'd never heard of it. We tried it. We raised a few $1,000, which was really cool, but it was enough to keep me inspired. And then, you know, Doug Kern, just stepped up big time and said, listen, I got to get you in touch with Frank and Ingrid, and both Ingrid and Frank stepped up and helped out as well. So it's every step of the way we've somehow been able to find enough financial support to get this thing done. So yeah, we can always use more money.
Yeah, and here's how you can give financial support is buy the series.
Exactly.
Buy the Sport Fishing and the bonus pack for $75, right?
Well, and I think too, Pete, the key to this is we were going to say earlier that Jim Packrove at Lionsgate said, listen, I love to fish. I think it's a great project, but we're not going to buy it because we don't understand the market. Lionsgate doesn't understand the fishing market. Sure. But if you go out there and prove it to us that there's an audience out there that's willing to buy it, and you show us the numbers, then we're going to pick it up from you. So cool. The best thing everyone can do right now to help us is to get online and buy a package. And, you know, and also I think part of that is creating the foundation, because I didn't want to get into this per se, but we're facing some very serious challenges from the extreme environmentalist groups.
No question.
And Bill Shedd came on and did an interview a while back, and he said, look, the number one threat to fisheries today are the environmentalists and extreme environmentalists. And they've got hundreds of millions of dollars that have been funded from the
a lot of different organizations.
Yeah, and so what we're doing on this project, Pete, is we're donating back 10% of our gross sales to conservation.
Wow.
So every time you buy a package, 10% of that is going to be donated back to CCA, Keep America Fishing, ASA, Trout Unlimited, Bonefish Tarpon and Trust. You know, wherever we can donate back to help conservation efforts, because we are really facing a challenge today, especially in California, because it's so underhanded the way they do business up here in politics, that bus has left the station to abolish fishing in California.
Yep.
And if we don't shut it down before it comes up to speed, we're going to turn around one day and they're going to have abolished the sport.
Yeah.
So part of the
and then we're going to be sitting here going, what happened, right?
Yeah. What happened, exactly. And we can't wait. So part of the message throughout the series of the history of sport fishing is how it's woven itself into the very fabric of America's soul. And we need to show those extremists that fishermen have been the conservation-minded organizations since day one. I mean, nobody cares more about our oceans, our waters, our lakes, our streams, our rivers, and clean water and healthy fish and fishermen.
Yeah.
And we protect it. We have from day one. We need to show those kind of numbers that we're a united front. And it's critical that we face the challenges together as a unit. I call it wheelhouse mentality. You know, when I'm running my boat, I don't care what's going on anywhere else except on my boat. I got to make sure the filters are clean and blah, blah, blah. So we have a wheelhouse mentality as anglers. It's in the nature of the sport itself to be solitaire. And so most fishermen can't agree on anything to begin with, you know.
But let's agree on the fact that we need to keep up the fight, and that's why we need to support organizations like CCA, ASA, and such, because they're the guys that are leading the fight for us to preserve our fishing. And, Michael, that's such a fantastic thing that you're going to give, you know, just like AFCO does.
Yeah,
I mean, 10% of all their stuff there. They step up, and I know Shimano is another one that steps up and gives a ton of money. Let's encourage all manufacturers in the fishing industry, if you're not giving part back to the sport and the conservation efforts of preserving our fishery, then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And preserving our right to fish.
Absolutely. That's the most important thing. Hey, Michael, a great text here from Alex Renzaparis, the sports barber himself.
Uncle Al.
He asked if he says, hey, Michael, is my El Salto Big Bass video in the history of sport fishing?
It is not.
I had to read that.
That's cool.
That's hilarious. But it should be, you know?
That was one of the funnest trips we've ever had this down there with you guys.
That's so cool. Oh, yeah. That was super fun.
You know, Michael, we're obviously all crazy excited about this project. I can't wait. You know, it's a couple of weeks out now to get to see the fruition. But I think that was so smart of you to do that VIP package. And I want to read yet another text. And, like, I mean, Pete wasn't kidding. You know, we've had, 100 texts already this morning. And so many of them are just like this one from Jeff in Mission Viejo. Great to hear Michael on the show today. I cannot wait for the project to come out. I still have a tribute to Tuna VHS tape, but I haven't had a VHS player in years, and I've got no way to watch it. I can't wait, and it's the reason I'll be buying the VIP package. My question could you give us a quick rundown of how you got started in fishing and filming?
Oh, I started fishing before I could walk. My grandfather, my grandmother, my mom, and my dad, they had me out fishing. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. I was born and raised in rural Virginia, a little place called Radford, and it was a very small southern town. And there was a neighbor about two blocks from my grandparents' house that had a little goldfish pond in her backyard. And it was maybe a foot deep and 5 feet wide. And they bought me a plastic fishing rod and reel with a red plastic hook that was probably as big around as your finger. And there was no way a goldfish or anything else was going to be able to eat it. I would spend from sunrise to sunup and to from at that pond every single day of the summer trying to catch a goldfish. So it's been in my blood since day one. And like we talked about earlier, it's just absolutely an honor to have been finding myself in this position to be able to gather all this historical footage together. And originally, you know, this film, celluloid rots. It destroys itself. It eats itself up and it becomes unusable. So the first goal was to preserve the historical films in their entirety. And we did that. We took it all up to L.A. to D.C. Creative, and they ran it through and frame-by-frame restoration on hundreds and hundreds and thousands of feet of film. Wow. So we preserved that first and foremost. Chase Offfield was a huge component in making that happen, as was the Catalina Island Museum. And then once we had the footage, then it was time to sit down and start trying to figure out how to tell the story. And, the first marlin, first tuna, first broadbill swordfish ever caught in the world on a rod and reel were taken off Avalon.
Wow. That's
right. So the birth of big game fishing really, truly is a West Coast. The first big tarpon was taken back in Florida, so you got to give that 100-pound tarpon its due. So I think the first real big game fish was a Florida tarpon, but the first tuna, marlin, and swordfish were all taken right here off Avalon. So our history within the sport is it's etched in granite.
SoCal based, yeah, no question about it. Hey, Greg from Carlsbad says, OMG, Michael, I watched the trailer during the last break and got totally emotional. It brought me back so many memories when I was a kid fishing with my dad and granddad and uncles and cousins. I had no idea just the short trailer would trigger so many great memories of my family, friends who have long since passed. I'm sure your series will be epic. Thank you for this great labor of love. How about that?
Oh, my God. That almost brought tears to my eyes. Thank you.
For sure.
That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the Yellowtail and Calico Bass Capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time we've been having this morning, talking fun and fishing with Michael. And the phone lines have been absolutely packed solid. If you want to get your chance to get through, give us a call this morning, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, let's jump into the phone.
Sounds good. We're going to talk to John. Call us from Escondido. John, really appreciate you hanging in there with us.
Hey, no problem, guys. It's Pete. We only got 3 weeks before we go to our cruise charge as far as then that can't wait. And my question for Michael is, does he have any IGFA records in the book with his name on it?
The closest we came was my wife, Kimberly, had an IGFA world record on a Dorado on the fly on 8-pound string with an 8-pound tippet. But I tied the knot. It's a 12-inch tippet leader, and I tied the knot at 12 inches and a quarter, so they disqualified it.
Oh, no way. Are you serious?
It was actually 12 inches and an eighth.
That was so bummed.
Yeah.
Oh, that record, hey, as far as we're concerned, that record's yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
For sure.
She was bummed because it's the first fish that she's taken probably in 10 years. So.
That's something. Anyway, yeah. That thanks for the call, John.
God, that strikes me.
Yeah. Rick, you have a good text, huh?
I thought so.
John.
Here's the problem. There are so many texts, Michael.
So
and like,
many good
it's hard, and I mean this in the best way, it's hard to find one that has a question. Because they're all accolades for all of the work you've done for all of us over the years. But I did really like this one from a friend of everybody in the shop, in the studio. It says, good morning, guys. What a phenomenal show. Living on the East Cape can be a little isolating at times, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But streaming your show still keeps me connected to our fishing community. I can't wait for the release of History of Sport Fishing. We're so fortunate to have Michael and his dedication and talent to document this sport that we love for perpetuity. Thanks, Michael. Saludos from Los Barriles. And that's from our buddy Chris Barrick.
Oh, Chris. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Probably some calico food to him, maybe, in some of those inside sport fishing videos, for sure.
Hey,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pete.
Tim from Martinsville, Indiana, shows you the expanse of our Let's Talk Hookup app there. Good morning, guys. Michael, I was curious if you ever covered a Long Beach local legend by the name of Jed Welsh. He had quite the vibrant life and rich fishing history that dated back into the 20s until his passing in 2007. One of his mentors and fishing partners was nonetheless the legendary Jane Gray. I myself was grateful to have Jed as a neighbor, mentor, and fishing partner. How about that? You know what we're talking about?
I don't, Pete. I apologize. I don't either. But, you know, there are so many people. That, I mean, it's endless how many people have contributed to the sport over the last couple hundred years.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
made legends of themselves, right?
Yeah, yeah. And all of it's been done. Like Bill Poole, for example. I mean, he came out of the Second World War as from the Navy in Hawaii. And him and his dad bought a little schooner. And his dad says, well, I'll go fishing with you. I'll sell my gas station. Let's go fishing. And what Bill has done for San Diego long-range sport fishing and his life and what Ingrid had done with him and what it's spread throughout the world. It's just, there's just so many people that have done so much for our sport, and I'm so grateful for it. And I apologize to anyone and everyone that we're missing, but hopefully this will just be the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. Well said.
No kidding.
Kind of bouncing off of something similar was another great text, and I know we'll jump into the phones, but I had to read this one. It says, good morning, guys. It's always so great to hear Michael. My question is, can you throw out a little teaser of some of the names from the San Diego long range guys that we're going to hear from in this documentary style show? I can't wait. From Eric and Fallbrook.
Well, we'll start with Frank Lopresti and Bill Poole and Ingrid and Stein and Doug Kern and... let's see, who else we got in it? Dwayne Diego's in it. There's just some, we're taking it every aspect, you know, we talked about passing the baton with Art Taylor and Timmy Ekstrom and Randy Trissot, and there's just so many people that have been so instrumental and you know, like what Timmy's done with the RSW and the fish processing, it's transformed the way we handle our product.
Right.
Did you get an opportunity to talk to Loomis before he tragically passed?
I did. I got an opportunity to talk to him before he passed.
How cool.
Unfortunately, it was a difficult interview.
Sure.
It's just, you know, at that age and his condition. So, you know, I don't think we're going to, right now there's, he'll be in an outtake segment. That's what I'm saying is that all these outtakes, the stuff that didn't make the final cut, it's going to be available. So you can watch the entire Loomis interview if you want. You can watch Doug Kern's entire interview. You can watch Diego's entire interview. And these guys... Yeah.
There's no question. You need to make a movie out of this. You know, like there's a lot of us, obviously you and everybody in this room, that want to geek out on every little bit of it. Like it has to make sense for the flow of the film. And we're really excited. There's no question for me. I'm the full length right off the bat.
Yeah,
the second
sure.
It's available, man. I can't wait.
Yeah. Hey, Michael. The question of the 12 episodes. Ooh. Do you have a favorite?
Good call.
Oh God, Pete. That's a really tough question.
Tough question.
Yeah. As we progressed through, I thought chapter one was the bomb. I thought that was the coolest chapter I'd ever done in my life. And then we get into chapter two. You know, chapter one's the bite. Chapter two is from survival to sport. And I thought that was great. And then we get into searching for giants. And I thought that was great. And then we get into pushing the limits and American ingenuity. And it just every step of the way, it just... I feel like this show, this film has just been blessed by the gods, for lack of a better term, and that I feel like all I am is an instrument that's being given the privilege of sort of like an hourglass of funneling this stuff into a digital world that we can have for the rest of our lives and our children can have and their children can have. So I like all the episodes. I think the final episode on conservation, children, and the future of the sport is by far the most powerful chapter in the series because it really does address conservation and the future of the sport. And it's hard-hitting, but it's on point, and it's a very positive look at what we need to do as a group of people who love to fish to make sure that our kids and our grandkids can enjoy the sport the way we've enjoyed it and millions of people around the world and Americans have enjoyed since the colonial days.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, hey, JJ from Sarasota, Florida writes, good morning, guys. Great show. Can't wait to get this sport fishing documentary. It sounds amazing. When is it going to be released and how do I get it?
You go to thehistoryofsportfishing.com and it's going to be released on July 31st at midnight.
July 31st at midnight. Wow.
Yep.
That's that.
Yep.
And so it'll be, like you say, it's going to be a live feed. You can't download it. You'll just have to watch each episode as you, once you're a member, shall we say, or you buy into the membership, then at whenever you want, whenever you have internet access, you can watch.
Right. Whatever you can get on your phone, you'll be able to watch it.
Phone or mobile device.
Tablet or computer. Yeah, device.
Computer, whatever.
Just like every, you know, so many streaming sources that are around. I mean, this is
exactly
how it's done now, and I can't wait. It's going to be cool. Like you said, the beauty of it is you can do it as simple as on your phone on a lunch break, or when you get home, you can cast it right to the big TV and watch with your feet up, or however in between.
Exactly. And I think the key, you guys, is that we need to show strength in numbers as a group of people that love the sport.
Totally.
Because yeah. that's going to give the ASA and CCA and Keep America Fishing, that's going to give them the strength that they need to be able to fight some of these extreme environmentalist groups. And really, Bill Shedd said it beautifully in his interview, is that part of it is educating our lawmakers as to what this sport is all about. Most of them don't understand it. So
yes.
hopefully this film, and throughout the film, I point out the fact that you cannot hurt a fishery with a rod, reel, and a piece of string. You can't do it.
Right?
No.
You can't. But if you put out tens of thousands of miles of long lines and indiscriminate high seas drift nets, and you're going to destroy the oceans. And so the group, us, as sport fishermen, and with the same group as unregulated, indiscriminate, wholesale, commercial slaughter and harvest, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
So we need to establish ourselves as the environmentalists that really care and have cared and continue to care about our oceans and our waters since the 1800s.
Well said.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Hey, phones are still packed up. Everybody wants to talk to you, Michael. How about this time we talk to John, and he's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. And
morning,
Michael, I'm all in on this. I'm gonna be the VIP guy that gets the whole series and the extras. But I got a question for you. A couple questions. Who is your narrator for the whole series, or does it change? And then, how can we get the trailer?
Well, the trailer's there on the site. So it's
historyofsportfishing.com, and you can just download the trailer
okay.
right there, right?
Yeah, I don't think you can download it. I'm not sure what they're doing on a text ride, but it's available, so it's there 24/7. And
okay.
if what we're trying to do too, Pete, is put together an affiliate program where anybody like John or yourselves, you know, I mean, you guys have a huge audience that we want to help you help promote it any way we can. So, you know, we'll make the trailer available. We'll make the highlight clips, that, you know, the little promos available, photographs, any content you need to help get the word out. We're going to make that accessible through the site. So if you go on to the historyofsportfishing.com, or excuse me, yeah, and all those materials will be available to help.
So if somebody wants to help spread the word once, like now and the release date and everything, you can actually put that on your social media and help spread the word.
Absolutely. And, I'm probably a little premature on this, what we're working on as we speak is we want to create a unique identifier for you and Rick and Let's Talk Hookup. So anyone that signs up based on your efforts, we're going to kick back a 10% thank you to you guys of the gross sales that then you can use any way you want. So any influencer, any company, Mark over at Iowa's in, Bill Shedd's in, IGFA's in, ASA is in, all these people are helping to promote it. ASA called yesterday and said, you know what's so amazing about this project is that it's not about a specific product or a specific jig or a lure or a reel or a destination. This is about the sport we all love, and it's universal. And they are so thrilled that this is being released at this time because they say it's critical that we come together as a unit. So
cool.
Yeah, check it out. We're trying to make it a win-win for everybody involved, especially the sport.
No, that's really
great.
Good.
I had another fun text come through. Says, good morning, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Michael, for everything you've done for us for filming in the history of our sport. My favorite that you've ever produced was Jig Chucker's Ball. And my question is, of everything you've filmed around the world, do you have anything left on your bucket list? Is there a fishing story you'd like to tell or a fishing style that you'd like to film?
You know what? To be honest with you, when I caught my swordfish a few years ago, that was the pinnacle of my career. I mean, doing battle with a fish of that magnitude, I started crying afterwards. I just laid down, wrapped my arms around that fish, and laid my head on her against her gills and just started bawling. It was the pinnacle of my fishing career was to catch a swordfish, and it still kills me because she's laying on the deck, 300 pounds, and wasn't flopping, wasn't moving, but I stepped over her. And those big giant, her big giant eye followed me as I stepped over her. And it just broke my heart. That's when I crumbled. Because here she was, just watching, and I'm thinking, oh my God, what a magnificent creature. And I was just so honored and so humbled to have been able to catch a fish like that. Wow. And when you catch, Bill the truth has said, when you catch big fish like that, big 200-300-pound tunas, swordfish, it touches your soul.
Yeah. And to do it the way you did with buddies, local, in an area that you love, close to home, like everything about that fish was pretty special.
Yeah, it was right off Avalon there in the sand dab ground.
Jeez, that's so cool. Hey, Paul from Fountain Valley says, Michael, perfect release date. That'll be my 74th birthday on July 31st, and I will be one of the first to get the series and when it's available. A great show, and I just thought that was kind of fun that Paul's going to be right there buying it, as will I.
Right on.
And I know Rick will be and such. There'll be a lot of people out there buying it. So, again, the release date, it's midnight on the 31st. Of July.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
which,
sir.
Which is a Wednesday, so it'll be available at 12:01 or 12:00 on the 31st.
On August 1st, yeah.
So if you when you wake up Wednesday the 31st, you'll be able to download, but actually view the episodes.
Exactly. And people are signing up right now. We're getting a lot of orders, which is really cool.
So you can order it right now.
You can order it right now, and there's a clock on the website that says this film, this video, this chapter will be available in 20 days, 22 hours, and 12 minutes, whatever.
Sick.
It's a countdown.
Cool. So you can buy the series. You can buy the series right now.
As we speak. Yep. Okay. And you just got to wait the 20 days and or however long it is until the end of the month.
And again, the packages are go over it again. You can buy one episode, you can buy 12, and then you can get the captain's.
Right. So it's basically 10, 50, and 75.
Okay. So $10 for one episode, $50 for the full 12 episodes, and then $75 gets you all the bonus programming of how many Inside Sport Fishings?
24 of our best feature films.
Wow.
So it could be Satina, Marlin Off the Rocks, Jig Trucker's Ball, Big Boat, Big Fish, Deep Color. It's just Midway, Forbidden Waters.
Oh my God.
The best of our 30-year career with Inside Sport Fishing is just, we're throwing that in as a bonus.
Obviously, the history of sport fishing is the thing I'm the most looking forward to, have been looking forward to for years, but I had no idea that the bonus thing was even a thing, and I agree with so many texts and calls we read, like, my whole life was growing up to this, watching with my dad, and that's what we did every time the show came out. Like, I'm as excited for the bonus package as I am for your last 5 years worth of project.
Oh, thanks, Rick. Like I said earlier, Kim said, she hasn't seen me in 3 years. I've basically lived in my editing suite.
And yeah, we haven't heard from you very much. Yeah.
No,
my
nephew wants to be there.
Where's that guy?
He said, what's wrong with you? You look translucent. You're so white. He said, I've never seen you this white. I've had 3 days on my boat in 4 years.
Yeah. Man.
I've only had 3 days on the water, and one of those was taking it to the shipyard, and the other one was bringing it home from the shipyard.
Jeez.
So this has been an absolute labor of love, and there's just been so many people. I just wish I could thank everyone for their contributions and their support and their help and their energy, and it's just inspiring to hear the comments and to be on the radio with you guys and get that kind of feedback. I've been isolated for 3 years. I look out and I think, maybe I'm smoking crack. This
What's going on here? Well, let's try and sneak in one more, Ricky.
You got it. How about we talk to Jim, who's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question for Michael, but first, Pete, I went on the Condor, and you told me I enjoyed myself with Joe Ralston, what a great guy. Joe Ralston,
he is
a kid.
Hey, Jim, you left your Let's Talk Hookup bag on the Condor, so you better come claim it.
Oh, I already did. They were good enough to call me, and then I talked to Carl at reservation, and he goes, yeah, Jim, we got it. So I went down and already got it. There was like $300 to $500 worth of gear in there. So, and that's the way that boat is. I hate to say it, but I've left other stuff on that boat. And they always,
that's why you got to have a Let's Talk Hookup bag so people can identify you as one of our guys.
I cleaned out a couple of service irons.
Did you get some good secret irons?
That's a very low tax for something like that. Everything else made it back to them. It's all good.
So we're running out of time, Jim. Did you have a good question for Michael?
Yeah, no, I don't know how good it is, Pete, but Michael, I can't wait to get back. Do you have a window in there? You know, down in Imperial, I've brought this up several times, Imperial Beach, 1966, 68, you had Ray Rose's father down there running a boat, but a guy named Dick Zachman ran the whole operation down there, ran three boats, and off the pier of Imperial Beach. Anyway, it's a small window, but do you have anything on that era?
We have got a lot of material from that era. We don't have anything from Imperial Beach specifically. We basically show some coverage from Pier Point Landing, Dana Wharf, when they were running off the pier there at the San Clemente Pier. So we do cover we cover the intense growth of the sport on a sport boat perspective coming out of the Second World War and into the 1950s. Early 60s, when it really exploded in Southern California. So we cover that extensively, from some of the earliest boats being built up at the Dittmar Donaldson Yard, all the way through, you know, guys going down the ramps and having to jump off the boat in the swell and try to get on and off that boat on the side of the pier.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, well, like we used to hear Don Anson telling stories about that for sure.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, her dad's in it. Yeah, her dad and Dave.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $300 gift certificate to Costa. Never enough time with our great friend Michael Foulkes. We got more coming your way on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yusuf's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish, and at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna, and now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. And experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event. And that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. All right, we're going to do the prize coin, find out if we got a caller or a texter today. For that Costa gift certificate today, we have a texter. Congratulations, Greg in Carlsbad. You have got yourself a $300 gift certificate to Costa. You're going to love your new shades.
Yeah, and thanks to all of our texters, all of our callers, our very patient callers, very patient texters, and, of course, all the listeners. And most of all, thanks to you, Michael, for spending this couple hours with us talking about the history of sport fishing. And once again, how can we get it?
Thehistoryofsportfishing.com.
All right. That and the website has complete explanations on you can actually view the incredible trailer that you sent me
right now.
You can look at that and see get just a little sample of what some of the stuff is. On that trailer, Michael, some of that footage, is that from the Tuna Club? Footage you were talking about that you know you got and you had to kind of clean it up?
A lot of it was from the Tuna Club. Some of it was from the Catalina Island Museum. A lot of it's stuff that I've collected over the last 50 years at swap meets and garage sales. I'd see an old canister of film that said fishing on it. I'd buy it. And, you know, I had all that stuff stored in my garage for 20, 30 years, and I knew we had to get it digitized or it was going to dissolve. So it's sourced from every possible source we could.
All right, cool,
man. I want to thank everybody for their patience on this project. I know it's been a long time coming, and I just want to say thank you for everyone's patience.
Well, thank you, Michael, and we'll look forward to it. TheHistoryOfSportFishing.com. We'll look forward to having you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Dale Hightower from Seaguar will be our guest. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for all your calls, your texts, your questions, and most of all, your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio on the Let's Talk Hookup app.